We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Both got jobs because there's bills to pay.
You sold the bitchin' Camaro?
I did. Today.
Sam, if you don't know this, Bobby Kurz is filling in today for Dana Wright. Lifelong Miami Dolphins fan.
Yep, wearing sporting my gear right now.
Yeah, Royals fan, but Miami Dolphins fan
through and through.
Because when you played football as a little kid, your team was the Dolphins. They wore teal, and you became a gigantic Miami Dolphins fan.
Nailed it.
All right, no problem. Nobody's mad at you. But you have been known, as long as I've known you, to drive a bad ass teal Camaro
68 Rally Sport.
You Ooh. Sold it today?
Sold it this morning to my friend. They're probably
Are
listening
you
right
drunk?
Now. I'm very clear-headed, actually. It was a very specific
6 months sober, by the way, today.
Congratulations.
Thanks.
That's awesome.
Thanks.
Yes, I am also sober, and when I sold it, I was sober.
And I hope so.
My friends Mike and Susan from Saratoga Springs, New York, flew into town and took it for a spin yesterday, and they are now the proud owners of my 68 Camaro. I know that's gonna rub some people wrong on their
airwaves
today.
Why did you sell it?
Well, you know, I'm in
that
real estate.
That was an awesome
it
car.
It is. It was, first of all, my dream Camaro is a true manual transmission. This one is an automatic, so it didn't quite have the luster of what I always wanted, but...
So it was only half a bitchin' Camaro.
Right. No, it was pretty bitchin'. and in Miami Dolphins teal. But I'm a very, you know, real estate's my thing. And I like to buy assets that make me money. And the car appreciated really, really well, but it didn't make me any money. Real estate, homes, they make me money. So that's where that money's going to go. More real estate.
Okay.
Everyone should buy real estate.
What are you driving now?
Well, I've got my Silverado truck. It's my everyday.
I have no idea what to say to you.
It's okay.
Like, my dream car. I'm being serious.
It's not a Kia Sportage?
No, it's not a Kia Sportage 2019. No. But hey, listen, I have nothing. I love my Kia. When I was a kid, my dad drove a 1961 cherry red. Triumph.
Mm-hmm.
Convertible.
Mm-hmm.
And I have a picture of it at home. Maybe it's on Facebook. If it is, I'll show it to you. It has always been my dream to buy a 1961 Triumph convertible.
Okay.
I don't care what color it is. I would prefer red, but I don't care. Because I remember driving around in that car, and it was the happiest times of my life.
Mm-hmm.
Man,
nostalgia.
And you got to remember, this was before seatbelts. Yeah. So my dad would let me stand up on this. You know, I was a little kid. You know, I was like 8 years old. My dad would let me stand up on the seat and hold my hand on the windshield as we went barreling down the highway.
So safe.
Oh, it's horribly unsafe. Who cares?
Oh, yeah.
You know, but he's like, stand up, son. Get the wind in your hair. And I'm like, okay, Dad. And I would stand up on that seat and grab onto the windshield.
White knuckle tight.
Oh, yeah.
Just head out the window like a dog. Like
probably eating more bugs than you can count. Right?
It's so good, man. You know what? I've made, I think, lifelong friends with Mike and Susan. So I may see the car again. Maybe not. But it was amazing to have. But I'm gonna I'm so happy that it's gonna be with somebody who can appreciate it even more.
A true
more
collector,
than I can.
Though, yeah.
Yeah, he's a true collector.
Good.
Yeah, it's awesome.
That was a beautiful car.
Yeah, thank
man.
You. It was.
Beautiful
it
car.
Was.
Everything good?
Everything is great.
Oh, you got a big concert coming up this Friday night.
Yeah, this Friday is actually Scott Allewell's big birthday bash. So we've got 11 tribute bands. But here's the cool part: no costumes, no wigs. Each band is gonna play like 3 or 4 or 5 songs.
And oh, so even almost Kiss is not putting on their makeup?
Correct. It is just going to be the most amazing,
fun
time.
Do you need somebody
time.
To play drums on Strutter?
Tears are falling. Coming in hot. You have to talk to Scott about that one.
Oh,
I can't,
no,
I can't approve almost
no,
Kiss.
Absolutely not. Absolutely not.
What we got on the docket today?
A lot of stories here. Actor Kevin Bacon says he will visit the Utah High School where Footloose was filmed 40 years ago. After students campaigned for him to attend their prom, students at Payson High School spent months trying to get Kevin Bacon to attend their prom at their school. The actor announced on the Today Show that after all of their hard work, it was worth it, and he will be attending their prom this weekend.
This is so cool.
Says Kevin Bacon, and I quote, "I have been so impressed with everything that's been going on there, with this crazy idea to get me to come back. The movie and Payson High School was a big part of my life. The campaign coincided with the 40th anniversary of the classic Footloose film that was filmed at the school."
He better show up in that maroon tuxedo.
In a yellow
Volkswagen
bug.
He has to.
Oh my gosh. This will be the last prom at the school. Before the student body relocates, the building will be torn down in the spring of next year.
This is a feel-good story. That's pretty cool.
I love that.
That's awesome.
I hope he does that little shuffle, you know, that he does at the end of the movie.
You think he still can?
Oh, dude, absolutely.
Come on, bro.
I want him to slide across the floor like we all did in our tuxedo pants, and then they ripped the holes in the knees, and then we had to pay the tuxedo company.
I think that is fantastic.
That's great.
By the way, I told this to John Grayson, I had a run, do not walk last hour. We watched over the weekend the remake of Roadhouse.
I heard.
It's really good.
I heard. Allison was just talking about it last night that we should watch it. So we might do that.
It's on
Amazon Prime, I believe.
Yeah, it's
I believe
on Prime.
It's on Amazon Prime. Right. Yeah.
Speaking of, did you guys talk about Footloose and that remake conversation earlier?
The Footloose remake sucks.
That was not good.
It was terrible.
It was awful. I stopped watching.
Oh, man, from the text line. Apparently they updated the story, and he's no longer going to the prom. He's just going to visit the school that day.
No, go to the prom.
I mean, it's still cool, but...
I mean, that is pretty cool.
Yeah, not as cool. Come on,
it's not every day you get Kevin Bacon in your high school.
No, he needs to go to the prom. You know what would be awesome?
Well, you think he's going to get in the middle of the dance circle?
Yes, that's what we want him to do.
I mean, I get that.
That's
but
the whole point.
Proms don't look the way they used to. He's going to be out there trying to bust a move to something he's never heard before.
They need to get Laurie Singer back out there, too. Laurie Singer played Ariel.
Yeah. Love it.
And I think she's still alive. She is still alive. She's 66 years old. They need to get Laurie Singer and Kevin Bacon out there and remake that dance. Even if it's a slow dance.
How are they not doing something like that? His camp. I mean, his camp should be arranging.
Right.
It would
be such good PR
for him.
I mean, not that he needs it. I mean, he's probably set for life. Hey, what was that song that they sang to or that they danced to? Let me get the soundtrack up here.
You're not talking about the song Footloose?
No, I'm not. I'm not. Almost Paradise.
Oh, that was the duet with was that Lou Gramm?
No, it was Mike Reno and Ann Wilson.
That's right, Ann Wilson.
Mike Reno from REO Speedwagon, Ann Wilson from Heart. There it
is.
Wow. Oh my god.
This was on on Monster Ballads too, that compilation that came out in the 90s.
I don't know why it wouldn't be.
I think it was.
Telephone number here is 913-586-7798-586-7798. You guys are at Knuckleheads this weekend, right?
Yeah, that's Scott's birthday bash.
Knuckleheads. It's the Cars tribute band.
Oh my gosh.
Bob Jovi's going to be there.
Almost Kiss. Foreigner.
The Guns N' Roses tribute band.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
It's ridiculous.
Like all
Doobie
of Scott's
Brothers tribute band.
Sticks.
Oh my god.
It's going to be awesome.
All right.
It's almost sold out. So
Really?
Yeah, there's already 500 tickets have been sold. So
I'll be damned. Quick break, 913-586-7798 here on Dana and Parks. I just flipped off President George. I'm going to Disneyland.
It's probably been 20 years since I've listened to that song.
Story here from KSNT. Bobby Kerr filling in today for Dana Wright. She's under the weather. An initiative at the Kansas State Capitol could protect sporting officials, read that, referees, from abuse. Right now, Kansas is one of many states dealing with a shortage of referees and umpires. One reason is the verbal abuse that is hurled at them by unruly spectators. Quoting here from Jeremy Holiday with the Kansas State High School Activities Association, to see what some adults do during a high school basketball game from the stands is quite frankly embarrassing. While verbal abuse is common, he said they rarely see physical violence at Kansas sporting events. Holiday explained that the Kansas SHSAA, believe that's high
Kansas State High School Activities Association.
Thank you, Sam.
And or Keisha.
Thank you. Has about 5,000 members, but that there's been a growing concern over the last decade about a decline in their numbers. Quoting here again from Holiday, and we need to hear from those of you who are parents and certainly those of you who are referees. Here is another quote from Holiday. The number one reason given to us over the last few years of why, if you register for year one and don't come back for year two, is because they didn't feel like taking the abuse. Mm. The verbal abuse wasn't worth their time or the money.
And it's constant the whole game.
One of my first jobs was a baseball umpire, right? That was kind of like the thing, at least in the 80s and 90s, I think, when you were young, you could work in an ice cream shop, be an umpire, be a referee. Sure. So I did that for
it paid pretty well.
And it did. I did it for 10 years. I absolutely loved it. But I remember in the mid-late 90s, they started a whole thing called Enjoy the Game. So in all the baseball stadiums, the baseball fields, or at least in Eastern Jackson County, they would put on the backstops these signs about Enjoy the Game to remind the parents to basically settle down, pipe down, and watch your kids play sports. I was talking to my really good buddy and business partner, Sean, this morning, and his son is in middle school, or eighth grade or ninth grade, and just had a basketball tournament this weekend, like at the state level, and parents from opposing teams rushed the floor to almost come to fisticuffs. Swear to God, just had this conversation about 4 hours ago. So this article is spot on. It's happening in Missouri. It's happening in Kansas because it's not worth it. These refs don't want to do this for the pay or for the time and to get hassled, especially when parents are going to rush the floor and threaten to beat somebody up over their eighth graders basketball game. What are we doing?
Well, you know, and what I saw, and I don't coach anymore, but when I did coach, there were a handful of times where a referee would run over to the sideline and tell a parent, get the hell out of here.
Yeah.
Now, there was one time, and I have no idea what happened, but my brother and I were watching my niece's soccer game, and we had done nothing wrong, but I think somebody near us had said something that the referee didn't like, and he came over and he points at me and my brother. We had said, my brother is a coach, I'm a coach. Neither one of us engage in yelling at the field. We clap when appropriate, and that's it. And this ref came running over. He goes, one more word out of you two, and you're gone. And I looked at him. I go, bro, I think you got the wrong people.
Uh-huh.
I go, bro, you got the wrong people. And he goes, no, 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 no. One more word, and you're gone. And I'm like, all we're doing is clapping.
But even that, though, is indicative of the amount of pressure that ref faces day in and day out.
They're rabbit ears as a referee or umpire. Mm-hmm. Your ears are up all the time, and you hear everything. And so all of a sudden, you get a little more testy, you get a little more short-tempered as a referee or an umpire when you hear that stuff because you're on edge.
But I'm sensitive to that. As a coach, I was always sensitive to that. So when I would be a spectator at a game, I would never say a word. I never, ever challenged a ref.
You're a bigger man than some.
And the reason is, I can challenge you. It's not going to change what you just called.
Correct.
Well, and for a 15, 16, 17-year-old kid, it's not a bad side gig.
Oh,
the money is not horrible. It's just not worth it.
No, they, like a lead ref on a soccer field will get $30 a game.
Yeah.
A side ref will get $15 a game.
That's it?
$30 a game for an hour?
Bro, baseball, I mean, in the 90s, as a 15 and 16-year-old, I was making 25, 35, 45 bucks a game. I'm just shocked that soccer is that little.
Well, $30 to take the abuse from a bunch of parents who don't know what they're watching.
You know, I do appreciate a good referee insult, though. For professional sports, of course, not in children's.
What do you mean?
Youth sports. Like, you know, like, hey, I remember watching the football follies video from the NFL in like the late 80s.
Yeah.
And the guy had a sign that said, like, you must have bought these referees from Kmart or something like that. Or like, hey, ref, you might want to check your voicemail. You missed a few calls. Right? Like something like that.
I was going to say, keep them safe for air because there's a lot of these insults that are not.
No, keep it clean.
Telephone number is 913-586-7798, 586-7798. Steve in Kansas City. Hello.
Hey, Steve.
Hey, how are you guys doing?
We're doing well. Thank you, my friend.
Good. Just to kind of expand on the conversation you guys were having, you know, I've got a son that plays baseball in Kansas City on a pretty, kind of a high level. And you see it week in and week out at tournaments, at games, is, you know, parents in the stands want to just obliterate these umpires from the stands for a missed call, or, you know, saying it's a ball instead of a strike, or whatever it may be. And at the end of the day, we're there for these kids. We're there for them to be able to enjoy their time and have fun and relax.
Amen.
90%, 99% of these kids are not doing anything professional.
Right. Steve, so, I had a question.
Steve, I would make that 99.99%.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's, you know, for them to yell from the stands at umpires and umpires just to take this abuse, it's ridiculous. And you know, some parents just need to grow up and just step back and say, hey, it's not that big of a deal. At the end of the day, nobody's getting paid. We actually had to pay for them to come out and play here. So let's just relax a little bit.
Steve, I got a question for you. When one of your other parents on the team, or maybe the opposing team is doing that, maybe it is your team, do you feel the need to step over there and say something to the other parent who's being obnoxious to say, hey, settle down? It's just a game? What happens in those scenarios?
It depends on the situation, right? So if you've got a parent that just says, oh, that's a ball, or, you know what I mean? There's always going to be that kind of little comment.
Sure.
But when it gets out of hand, I mean, I've been known to, you know, use some colorful words to say, hey, chill out, relax, you know, go sit back down, you know, and then that kind of, you know, sometimes turns the one angle to the other, but it's, you know, grow up, sit down, enjoy the time that we're having, that we get to watch our kids play this sport, and let's just go on with life. It's not that serious.
Steve, do appreciate the call. Thank you for it, my friend. I would caution anybody to go over to a parent who has already lost their lid.
Good call.
Because when you
cooler heads probably aren't going to prevail.
No, you can't talk reason into somebody who is unreasonable.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Logic does not fit with the illogical.
So then, as a parent, right? Do you, after the game, have a conversation with your kids to, if it's bad enough, right, where it's going to be memorable and it's going to create a memory for that parent that was being such a jerk? Do you have a conversation with your kids after the game in the car and say, hey, let's talk about what happened today, because that's not okay?
In all of the years that I coached 20 years, I only had, and I'll never name this person, but I could. I only had one occasion where I had to go over to a parent, because we would, my assistant coach and our, my co-coach, he was not my assistant. Right. We co-coached, Dusty. We would tell the parents at the beginning of the year, you cheer, we coach. Keep it that way.
Mm-hmm.
Do not coach your kid from the sideline. You don't understand this sport.
So setting expectations.
Yes, setting boundaries.
Yeah, absolutely.
Setting boundaries. You don't understand this game, and that's okay. But don't pretend that you do.
I wonder if that happens most of the time, or if that happens rarely, when coaches of a team have a conversation with the parents before the season starts to say what you just said.
We coach, you cheer.
Yeah.
That was it. 913-586-7798.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's so weird, Sam, that you played Sammy Hagar coming back. Bobby and I were just sitting here in the studio talking about how much we love Sammy Hagar.
We were fawning over him.
And, no, I was just being lazy. I scrolled to a random spot in the Dana and Parks Rejoin Music playlist and clicked
Yeah. That's all we've been doing for 5 minutes is talking about Sammy Hagar.
Luck of the draw.
We were just like bouncing between Sammy solo songs.
Wow.
You nerds.
Well, right? We are. We're music nerds.
Wow.
That's okay. All right, story here from KSNT, which is out of Topeka. An initiative at the state capitol would protect sporting officials from abuse.
It would criminalize it.
Correct.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
Correct. Now, how would they do it? It would be a, it says here, the verbiage added to House Bill 20, who cares, would make physically or verbally, that's going to be some...
I think that would be up to whether or not the umpire feels like they need to call the cops.
Verbally abusing an umpire, referee, or other official, a crime that is punishable, Sam Stevie, by 6 months in jail, a $1,000 fine, or both, if the official is under the age of 18.
Oh, that fine goes
up. The fine goes to $2,500 a year in jail, or both.
I wish this would have been around in Missouri when I was 16. Umpiring baseball games.
22 states currently have laws protecting sporting officials. If Governor Laura Kelly were to sign this bill into law, it would make Kansas the 23rd state to protect sporting officials from abuse.
Now, let's be honest. Should this pass, and I don't know why it wouldn't unless there's something else in the bill that people don't like, but should this pass, I think it's something that's probably going to get used almost never.
Why?
Go on.
Why do you say that?
Because it's going to be really hard to prove that, oh, I felt threatened or something. You verbally abused me. Define
well,
that.
Like, well, now, wait a minute.
Is one chirp going to be enough to...
Well, now, wait a minute. Because what does every parent have on the sidelines?
Cell phone.
Yeah, you can get video footage of it. Mm-hmm. But that's what I'm saying is I think this is more of a deterrent than it is them expecting to get money out of it or jail time.
I see what you're saying.
No, I would agree. I don't think it's a money grab to help subsidize any program. I think it's
we're not paving a road with a $1,000 fine.
Right. I hope it does deter people from
But
doing
I think
that.
If the umpire can turn around and say, hey, House Bill 2808 says you got a $1,000 fine coming your way, all of a sudden that chirping comes to a stop.
Oh my gosh.
Screw you, ref.
Yeah.
Kyle in Overland Park.
Hey, Kyle.
Hello.
Hey guys. I'm a coach and I will tell you, I think that a lot of times the reason why I think parents and coaches get frustrated with a lot of these officials is there's not a very good way to immediately give feedback to whatever organization in regards to the officiating. I'm on the Kansas side, and Lord knows there are some, you know, with love, there's some real stinkers over here that officiate some games. And if I had the ability to go to that governing body and say, hey, look, if you go back and you look at my huddle film at this time stamp, you'll see exactly why we're frustrated with this official. And if they were doing something with retraining or they were doing anything at all and it didn't feel like we were just hollering into a void, we would probably feel like we had some sort of recourse. And it's, I don't think it's just related to youth sports, because I don't know. Can I name a Major League Baseball official? Is that okay?
Yeah, I don't care.
Okay. I mean, we all know about the thing going on with Angel Hernandez, right?
Gosh.
And how Angel Hernandez cannot, like, he can't officiate, like, major games because everybody knows that that guy is the worst.
Yep.
And yet they won't do anything with him. Like, it's not just a youth sports issue. Some of these officials are just bad officials. And I think that we kind of run a risk with some of this where it's like, oh, well, now you can't say anything to them, because if you say anything to them, they're going to play the victim. But there's nothing there about how they got yelled at in the first place.
Well, but Kyle, hang on for just a second here, partner. I think there's a difference between paying good money to go, and I'm not one of these who does it, but I don't necessarily find fault with people who do. I think there's one thing when you go and pay good money to get into a professional sporting event, and you think that ref really has made some bad calls, or even a college game for that matter, because you're paying good money to get into that. What we're talking about here, and you said you were a coach. I was a coach for 20 years. I have seen horrific behavior.
I agree. I have too, to an extent.
Directed at teenage referees.
Yes, and I've seen some of that bad behavior too, and I agree with you that that behavior is not good. But also, you know, parents do put kids into these sporting events and things so that the kids can get the experience of playing. And when you have people that aren't necessarily, like, and like I said, I think it's a feedback process that needs to be in place as well.
Is there not one
totally
with your
in favor of the bill?
Is there not totally a feedback procedure in place whenever you cannot talk to the league officials, and if they get X amount of complaints or things being brought up about a specific referee who's having issues, you don't think that the league would be doing something about it?
Well, you have to, when you do that, it's not an immediate thing.
It's got to go through the process
season thing. It's not like a thing where you can go in and be like, hey, like, you know what I mean? Like, hey, with like your Uber driver, you give your Uber driver a 5-star, you know, or whatever, or a 0-star. You can do that throughout the, you know, after every game.
Well, here
and
we are back.
Okay.
Sorry.
Yeah. All right, man.
Thank you, Kyle. Full circle. You get rid of that referee. Well, all of a sudden, you're down one more referee, and you're back into the same problem what we're running into.
True. Go ahead, Sam.
By the way, Keisha said they have about 5,000, but that has been on a steady decline for the last decade.
Yeah. Mm. And I remember I never, and I had a policy with our team, you never, ever talk to the referee. Ever. Unless you're asking for clarification on what just happened. Okay? So it was never to critique. It was never to complain. That was always my policy as a coach. My daughter Maya violated that policy one time where this referee, and he was, I mean, this young man, I mean, for the love of God, yellow carded four of my players on one play. I've never seen anything like it. And I'm just like, say what? And I didn't say a word. He yellow carded four of my players on one play. Maya runs over and says, what were they carded for?
Okay.
He carded her
for
asking what were they carded for.
He's having a bad day.
Yeah. I was like, okay, all right. So after the game, I didn't say a word to him. He clearly was having a bad day. He wanted a fight. I wasn't going to give him one. After the game, I went up to the referee, supervisor, whatever, and I said, I want to file a formal complaint. I said, I have no idea what just happened out there, but there is no chance in hell that five kids get yellow carded at the same time. It just doesn't happen.
Sure.
It doesn't happen. And I filed a formal complaint. It was the only time I ever filed a formal complaint against a referee.
And to Kyle's point, and to your point, Bobby, they probably didn't do anything after that formal complaint because they needed somebody to show up for the soccer games the next Saturday.
So real quick, is this actually a referee issue or
parents living
do enough parents,
their kids?
Oh. That plus, I mean, tumblers filled with beverage of choice at sporting events.
Mm. What are we suggesting, Bobby?
They would never get
coffee,
drunk at their little league games.
Coffee
what are
with
you talking
some,
about?
That's the pot calling the kettle black. I have gone to my nephew's sporting games, and had a beverage in my tumbler. Okay, so I'm gonna put the onus on me first, but I think a lot of people possibly abuse that. I've seen full coolers full of 12-ounce adult beverages at sporting events for kids. And let's just say those guys are not usually that clear-headed.
It loosens up the chirpiness.
It does. Absolutely.
I can see that.
Oh, heck, I
it's know, still not an excuse for it.
Mill Valley.
No, where, not at all.
Mill Valley, where my daughters go to school or went to school, has been in the state title game like, I don't know, 6 out of the last 8 years. And they always play down at Pittsburgh State at the big stadium down there at Pittsburgh State. Let's not pretend, Mill Valley parents, that there is not a tailgate that goes on before
that's
that
what
game.
I'm talking about.
I mean, give me a break. I've never seen so much booze shoved down somebody's throat in my life than before a high school football championship game.
Oh, baby.
It's
wow.
It's as bad as the Chiefs. There were kegs. Kegs!
Wow.
And I will say there's a difference depending on league as well, because there are elite sports where parents pay thousands and thousands of dollars.
Oh, yeah.
And if there are refs that continually make bad calls, to Kyle's point, you need some sort of formal complaint system where that person can be checked, because at that point you are wasting thousands of dollars. But
oh,
you
yeah.
still can't abuse the refs.
If your kid's getting showcased to go D1, get scholarships, eventually play pros, yeah, you don't want to get screwed over by a ref's call. But to Scott's point, 99.99999%.
It's not the pros.
Correct.
They're not the next Bobby Witt.
But Sam, but Sam, you said the greatest point this hour. That doesn't give you the right to abuse the refs.
No, not at all.
Correct.
All right. Quick break. 913-586-7798. Sam Stevie the Third, Bobby Kerr, a.k.a. Bob Jovi. My name is Scott Parks here on KMBZ. What up? Hey, we got Bobby Curran here.
What's up?
And every time we have a guest, we like to play a little game. Bobby you did mixtape with us last time you were here.
Correct.
Maybe we do a little
didn't
family.
Win a single point.
Hey now.
That's right.
Busting over here.
Newcomers.
Remember, we determined that I was trying to actually win the
that's
game.
That's right. You were being honest.
I was being
and
honest
not,
instead
yeah,
of placating to the audience.
That's not
right.
How you play the game, bro.
Obviously.
You play to the audience. What are they going to want?
That's right. I should have known that. I do it all the time.
If you're not cheating, you're not trying.
Don't
come on.
Don't pick your favorite songs.
Are they going to cheer louder for the white skin-tight jeans for the Bob Jovi show or the black tonight? I'm going to go for the white because I know it's what the audience wants.
Right.
It's what Dana wants.
They see the sock.
The sock. So coming up next hour, we're going to play a game.
Yes, you do. Yes, you do. Don't you dare lie to me. We're going to play Family Feud next hour.
Oh, love man. It.
Family Feud.
4:45.
At 4:45.
Why am I so uncomfortable?
Because I spoke the truth.
Oh, man.
Steve in Columbia, Missouri. Hello, Steve.
Hey, how are you guys?
We're doing well, man. Thank you.
Hey, this referee thing, I'm a college athletic director out here in mid-Missouri. It's hitting us as well.
At the college level?
Guys, yeah. Yeah, I mean, guys and gals are saying, why would I take the abuse from the stands? And here's what it is. And this is really at the high school and the collegiate level. Until athletic directors, and I'm just as guilty, I've done it a couple times, but until we start walking up in the stands and telling people, you know, you're welcome to go to the ticket table and get a refund. Until we start kicking people out of games for the way that they're treating our umpires, our referees, our officials, it's not going to get better. And there's games right now, college games in Kansas, that are more so in Kansas and Missouri, where an official is working an NAIA game in the afternoon and a junior college game in the evening. So those guys are working, you know, sometimes four games a day, and you can imagine the quality of officiating you're going to get. And then the crazy comments that you're going to get in that fourth game, for an official who's just dog tired because the day's long. So, you know, we've got some accountability in athletics on our end. But yeah, folks, enjoy the game. Don't make me kick you out. Let's enjoy it together. And remember that, 99.999% of the college athletes aren't going pro either.
But Steve, to your point, and maybe you're right. Maybe athletics directors, need to do a little bit more to kind of police in their own fan base. But where have we gotten as a society where we're yelling these sorts of things at a game that, let's be honest, really doesn't matter?
Yeah.
Has become so important. I mean, I remember when I was in high school, and I was no star athlete, but I started. I was like the worst starter on every team I ever played on. But who cares? But if my father, who was at every game that I ever played, acted a fool, I would have been so embarrassed.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think we're talking about – oh, go ahead, Steve.
Yeah, no, I think you guys made a point earlier where it's funny to see – things at professional games, you know, the hey ref, check your phone. You missed a couple of calls.
I mean, that's funny. That's funny.
Yeah, it is funny. It is funny. It kind of trickles down, and then people see the referee as the enemy, and that's also our coaches have to clean it up. We got to quit yelling at people. We got to everybody needs to take a big step back and a big breath and just say, you know, everybody here is a human who nobody showed up to work today to do their worst.
Yeah. Oh, great
good point.
Ooh, great point. Steve, well said there at the end. You know, I'm a huge KU fan, but I can remember the years where Roy Williams would get so worked up, I thought his head was going to pop off, and he would rip off his sports coat and slam it down onto his seat.
Knight throwing chairs.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
have you looked at Bill Self in recent years?
Yeah, Bill Self in recent years.
I mean, he's calmed down a lot.
I mean, give me a break. You're a grown man.
Yeah. I think my buddy Josh texted me. I think he said, this is more of a culture thing. We've evolved to be able to feel like we can say anything we want. We have the right to say anything we want. Therefore, the parent with no repercussions.
913-586-7798. News is next here on Dana and Parks.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.